Have you ever wondered why Catholics call their ministers priests? I mean, we're pretty unique amongst other Christians, aren't we? Most other Christian denominations will call their ministers something like pastor or reverend or preacher or brother or something like that. Catholics are pretty unique, though. We call our ministers priests. So have you ever wondered that? Have you ever asked yourself why that is? Well, we have to realize what the word priest actually means in order to understand this. And so the basic definition of a priest, just a very general basic definition, is one who offers a sacrifice. A priest is one who offers a sacrifice. Okay, so we see this in the Old Testament also. We see the Old Testament priests, the Levitical priests, were the ones who would build the altars, and they were the ones who would sacrifice animals to God. They would sacrifice animals from their herds, cows or goats or whatever they had, in order to, one, atone for their sins, but more importantly, so that they could offer good worship to God the Father. When you add that sacrifice to your worship, it makes your prayers more powerful. It makes your prayers more pleasing to the Lord. And so that's what the Old Testament priests were doing when they were sacrificing animals. But now today, as Catholics, we still retain that title, priest, because the priests of the New Covenant, when we come to Mass, are also offering a sacrifice. Now, of course, we don't come here every weekend and sacrifice cows or anything like that, but we are still really participating in a sacrifice when we come to Mass. We're participating specifically in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. On the cross, Jesus is both priest and victim. He is the one who offers himself and the one who is offered. And it's through that sacrifice that he, one, takes away our sins, but more importantly, offers that worship to God the Father. Perfect worship. And that's what we do when we participate in the Mass. That's why we're unique amongst other Christians, is because of our belief in the Eucharist, the real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Not merely a symbol, not merely a sign, but Jesus Christ himself in his sacrifice made present on the altar. And that, of course, is why it's so important for us to go to Mass every single weekend. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because we see in our first reading this morning, God testing Abraham by asking him to be a priest, by asking him to make a sacrifice. God asks Abraham if he's willing to sacrifice that which he loves most, his beloved son Isaac. And now, of course, the plan of God was to never actually have Abraham sacrifice Isaac. God wouldn't do something like that. But again, it was a test to see if Abraham was willing to do that, to see if Abraham was willing to sacrifice everything to worship the Father, to glorify God the Father. And this is the point for us, brothers and sisters, out of that reading. We have to recognize that God calls all of us to be priests as well. Now, I don't mean that he's calling all of you to be priests like me, an ordained priest. If there are young unmarried men out there, maybe he's calling you to be a priest. Think about that. But realize that through your baptism, when you were incorporated into the body of Christ by that sacrament, you were called to participate in the offices of Jesus Christ as priest, as prophet, as king. That means that you're all called to be priests in a certain way, to make sacrifices for God the Father, to glorify God the Father. And so the question that we all need to ask ourselves during this Lenten season, during this season of purification and growth in holiness, we need to ask ourselves, okay, are we ready to sacrifice everything for God? Is there something in my life that I'm not willing to sacrifice for God? Or you could think about it this way. The things that you sacrifice in your life for, that shows you what you're worshiping in your life. What you're sacrificing in your life for indicates what you worship. And so in order to help us all reflect on this and to make a good examination of our consciences, I have a really concrete way that you can measure this in your life. All right, so here it is. Ask yourself this question. Are you going to Mass every single weekend without fail? If you are, then that means you're probably on the right path. That means you probably are willing to sacrifice everything else so that you can come here and worship God the Father in the perfect way with Jesus Christ. If you're not, if there are other things that you're choosing on the weekends sometimes instead of going to Mass, then something is out of whack. Now, let's be clear. I don't mean like serious illnesses or serious injuries or some work situations or anything like that. I'm talking about those times when you might choose something other than God. Because by definition, at that point, you're choosing to worship whatever it is that you choose over God instead of God on that weekend. And that's an important thing for us to realize and recognize that if you're doing that sometimes, something is wrong. Something needs to be refocused. Your priorities need to be refocused. So, brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord, Jesus Christ, for the grace and for the strength, for the courage that we need to make the right decision every single weekend, to always participate in this sacrifice, in the worship of Jesus Christ Himself above every other thing in our lives. Ask Him for that grace to worship Him, to make those sacrifices that you need to make so that He is the most important thing in your life, and so that when you show up to the heavenly kingdom, you can hear those beautiful words, "This is my beloved son or daughter in whom I am well pleased." And before I end here today, I just want to make a quick plug for something that we're doing starting at the parish this weekend. It's called the Baby Bottle Boomerang. So if you've been at the parish in past years, you recognize this. You probably saw when you walked in the tables with the baby bottles. I think we had some at the side doors. Maybe they're gone. But this is a great fundraiser, basically, for Corbella Clinic in Elgin. This is a crisis pregnancy clinic that helps women in tough places with their pregnancies. But they do it in a very pro-life way. They offer women good services, good options, good advice, good help in those times of difficulty. So please consider taking one of those bottles on your way out today. Just fill it up with some money, loose change, whatever you got, and bring it back to the church, and we'll give that to the Corbella Clinic. So please, again, consider that. And please, please, please continue to pray for an end to abortion in our country and in our world so that we can be the ones to protect life from conception to natural death.